Page 215, Chapter 27. Powhatan thus invited Captain Ratcliffe and 30 others to trade for corn, and having brought them within his ambush, murdered them. William White, the Black Boy's Ceremony. Point Comfort, February 1610. Snow falls, fine as sugar, but inside our cabin it is toasty warm. I am about to get scolded, as usual. Samuel, what are you doing? Anne stands with her hands on her hips. I'm hiding, I say simply. Watch, she likes it when I pop my head out. I drop the handkerchief, and Virginia erupts with giggles. Anne shakes her head, but she is smiling. I hide again. Virginia crawls to me, grabs the handkerchief, and pulls it away. She is so pleased with herself. She laughs and claps her hands. Samuel, stop your playing and come help me, Anne says. She needs more firewood. I do not hesitate, but jump up to do as she bids. I owe my life to her. After she heard what happened to Captain Ratcliffe, Anne begged Captain Davies to retract my sentence. I don't know if I'd have survived the 20 lashes that were to be my punishment. Anne testifies that I had done the right thing to convince her to be with her husband at Point Comfort. John, too, spoke up for me. He said I had meant well taking Virginia with me and that he could not afford to lose his best apprentice. I owe my life to both of them. I step outside, leaving the warmth of our cabin. The air is crisp and sharp and smells of wood smoke. Snow swirls, coating the tree branches and giving everything a hushed feel. I am wearing my moccasins, and so I walk lightly through the snow, quiet as Cainta taught me to be. I smile when I think of Cainta. When the river thaws, I will paddle across to visit in the Warriskoyak village and trade for corn. In the meantime, the Kikoftans are very close by, and my blue beads have kept us well supplied from corn from them. I go to the lean-to that protects our firewood from rain and snow, and stack the heavy pieces of wood in my arms. I feel strong. I am strong. I look around at the cabins that house our four Algernon soldiers. I help to build every one of them. Snow blows into my face and stings my cheeks, but I am warm. An image flashes in my mind of another wintry day that seems like a lifetime ago, of me and Richard blowing on embers in a cold cabin, trying to coax up a fire. I feel a pang of missing him, and of missing Captain Smith, too, and Reverend Hunt. Then my mind goes back further, still, to a small fire in a friendly earth, and my mum bent over a pot, stirring. I am doing all right, Mum, I send the words up to heaven to her. I am living with a family with people I love, and we have food and fire. The wind is blowing from the northwest, from Jamestown. I wonder if I can smell the smoke of their wood fires, more than 30 miles away, or if it is only our fort's fires I am smelling. The river has been frozen for many weeks now, and we may have not heard from them. Are they as warm and well fed as we are, I wonder? A sudden chill makes me shiver. I feel it like a splash of cold water, that old sense of doom and dread, the fear that made me desperate enough to snatch baby Virginia away. I shake away it off quickly. No sense worrying about Jamestown now. I have my duties here, and we are safe here. Safe. The word settles me on me like peace. Anne, John, and Virginia are here with me, and we are safe. I load my arms with a few more pieces of wood, then turn and walk back through the snow to our cabin.